Mountain State Mysteries contains mature themes and discussions that may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised. All individuals mentioned in this episode are considered innocent until proven guilty in a court of law.
Brenda was like growing up.
So she's a tomboy growing up. She would rather, you know, play in co-piles and climb trees and get dirty more than anything else. She was a prankster, so she loved to pull pranks into family. You know, right up until she disappeared, we were playing hide and seek.
Right.
And she would surprise us with a water hose battle at 3 o'clock in the morning, and we were fighting for our life with them.
Oh God.
Yeah, she came in. We still had sleepovers, so she came in one night and she got us all up and she's like, there's a dog hitting the road and I need y'all to help us, you know, move. I need y'all to help me moving. And we were just stumped, you know, just like 3 o'clock in the morning and just being woke up out of your dead sleep, and we're trying to get out there to help her, right. You know. And we get to the end of the road and there's no Brenda and there's no dog, and she just pops up out of the bushes with water hose. So, you know, the whole house ended up having a water fight.
Right.
Like, until daylight, when we finally went to bed.
Lord.
Yeah. And she was a prankster. You always had to watch your back.
Right.
You know. We would dress up like Wayne and Garth from Wayne's World and ride around town headbanging to Bohemian Rhapsody, you know. See, she was just fun.
Yeah.
She was always a lot of fun. And she was 15. I'm not trying to glorify her being rotten in school.
Right.
I know she had reasons. But, you know, she was just so mischievous that, you know, the principal ended up tell my mom, you can go ahead and let her quit. And she, you know, won't feel this out until she's 16. Just, you know. So
right.
After that, she met the man that you know, the only man she'd ever love, I guess. Her husband, Raymond. And in 1986, they had their first daughter, Krista Dawn. And I was like 9 years old when she was born. So.
Right.
And then, you know, 5 years later, they had their son. To me, on the outside, it just looked like the perfect marriage. And that's what I based what I wanted out of a relationship, was watching these two. They were like a mom or dad to me. I mean, on the outside, he's perfect. And it's still hard for me to come to terms with he done something to her.
Right.
Because I don't think a child ever can look at one of their parents and think, you're a horrible, evil person and you need to pay.
Right.
Apparently there was infidelity the entire time they were together. But I think what really happened was when he started cheating on her with her first cousin, Tammy. And he wouldn't call it off. That's when a lot of the domestic violence started taking place.
Mm-hmm. What year did Tammy move here? Because I know she
1991.
Okay.
She moved to Bluefield with her mom, Bonnie. And so I'm not sure how long that really, you know, who really knows all that stuff. But I know that he started beating her and choking her a lot. There's a lot of witnesses to that. And in July, she did take out a DVP on him.
Right.
And there was an arrest warrant issued, and he was not arrested. he had found her 2 days after it was issued, and he beat her again. And, you know, I'm not sure if I can say this. He put a gun to her head, and he told her she was going to drop it. Okay, so that happened, you know, and 2 weeks later, the birthday party. And that's something, mm-hmm. that's our focus, main focus on this case, because a lot of stuff happened.
Right.
I know you've seen on Mysterious West Virginia, he was like, everybody said Brenda was upset, and he couldn't really tell you why, but, you know, now Cold Justice released it, so it's because Tammy showed up uninvited.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
And I seen her giving Brenda evil looks. Mm-hmm. In fact, I have a picture. It's odd because Raymond is the one that took the picture mm-hmm. of me, Brenda, and Tammy on the sink, at the sink, you know, and she's turning around when Brenda's walking by, and she's going... So we all left, and Raymond and his mother and the two kids, mm-hmm. Brenda's two kids, they were the last ones to leave. We never actually seen them drive off. We just know the car was started, the kids was in there, because I remember walking back and giving them hugs and kisses goodbye. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Brenda asked everybody to stay all night with her, and none of us did. And, you know, that just keeps going. There's no end to that, but... Right. That's the last time we seen her. And she had an appointment with a divorce lawyer 4 days to get custody of her kids, because he was keeping them from her at his parents' house mm-hmm. on Cudell Mountain. She couldn't go get them, so she wanted them. And 3 days before she disappeared, she threw out threats that she was going to tell things. And then she was gone.
Yeah.
So, and it's pretty much, we kind of still right there where we're at. I mean, we've heard of a location of her body, mm-hmm. which is Codell Mountain. But, you know, law enforcement can't seem to get a search warrant to get on there to look.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, if I'm remembering this right.
Mm-hmm.
I've listened to a lot of podcasts on this, and it was, what, 2 a.m. or something, he called you guys?
11 o'clock that night. Oh. 11 or 12.
Okay.
Because now I'm getting, there's been, with so many people and so many people saying this and that.
Right.
But it was definitely before midnight that he showed up to my sister, mm-hmm. Kat's house, and she said he just looked white as a ghost, and asked him where Brenda was, and he was nervous and shaken. But then he tells law enforcement, you know, when they interview him, that he didn't go back to the next day. So there's lie number one.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he showed up. So I know that she was dead before July 26th was up. That's it.
And then Krista, I know, said that she woke up in the middle of the night.
Yeah, she was 5, and she said she woke up that night, and she's seen her daddy dragging her mommy in her grandmother's backyard, and she told us all that.
Mm-hmm.
She even wrote down a statement, two pages full of statements back, and had and gave them to my sister. Then she gave them to me. Then I took them to Marshall County Sheriff's Department.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, she said that she told her grandmother, and her grandmother told her that it was just a nightmare to go back to bed.
Right.
And she says she knows that wasn't a nightmare. She wasn't dreaming.
Do you think his parents know?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't know if they know anymore because they're both deceased.
Oh.
But, yeah, there's a lot of people that know.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people that know, and they won't say nothing, you know.
Right. Let me see here.
And he told Brenda's kids that she left them for another man, which would be
right.
Mark Cook.
Right.
Yeah.
And, yeah. I know. I think his disappearance just, people want to add it to it, and it's not.
I believe
well,
that.
Well, I mean, like him yeah, and Brenda well, together.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's running off. No, they have to be, like, the ultimate in hide and seek.
Yeah.
So for both of them to be gone this long and nobody has seen them, and even like when I went to declare Brenda dead, you know, they investigate.
Mm-hmm.
There's been no sightings. Driver's license have been dead. Social security number has been dead. There's nothing. It's just like she vanished. into thin air,
right?
Without a trace. And Mark did that too. Mm-hmm. It's almost like a calling card.
Yeah.
Like, how does two people that were friends that lived so close, you know, that's there's more to this. I just can't release it publicly. How do they just evaporate like that?
Yeah.
And then, you know, you have the husband's family that go around telling people, oh, Brenda and Mark ran off together. So they're the ones that got that little rumor mill started, and it's just not true.
Yeah. And they searched a lake or a pond?
A pond behind Chevy something, Coal Motors, in Brush Fork.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
they're not there.
Yeah.
They're not easily accessible.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, no, trust me. I think, you know, if they were there, something would show up some way, shape, or form.
They're hid very well.
Yeah.
Very well. And I, like I said, I'm not there. I don't have proof. But I don't need proof to know what happened to Brenda. And just being in this for so long and talking to even Mark's family. Because his mother was very adamant about finding out everything she could. She would come talk to my mother. And all this information was getting switched. You know, it was getting fed to each other. So they kept up with each other on the disappearance. Because they believed it was connected. They believe that maybe they were talking or something, or maybe just flirting. I think it was harmless flirting. I seen it for myself. But no, they've both been dead since they disappeared. There's just no other way around it.
Right. Now, do you have like a relationship with Brenda's son at all?
We don't really talk, but there's always going to be some type of bond there.
Yeah.
Because
I know he leans more towards
his dad's side. Well, I understand. You know, perfectly. Like I said, Raymond was like a dad to me, and it hurts to think he done anything. Even this long later, this many years later, and that still rips my heart out. Because I loved him and Brenda. He was no different than me, you know. I mean, I knew I had a biological dad. He's great, but you know, Raymond's kind of that younger, funner dad that, you know, it just brought a new meaning to fatherhood for me.
Yeah. Speaking of Tammy, is there any relationship there with her?
No.
Yeah. Do you think she knows what happened?
Yes, because if you watch the shows and her interview, she said she didn't know Brenda. She didn't know they were married. She'll say that she was invited to that birthday party. And everybody, that's a lie. You know, and I'll give her kudos for saying when he goes like this, he's lying. But she had to throw something at him. Because, I mean, he left her high and dry in their divorce. But if you don't know Brenda, and you didn't even know they were married, when the cops show up 2 days after Brenda's disappearance, and you know that Brenda's second story window doesn't lock, and you go in to let the cops in, and how do you know about that one window, but you didn't know Brenda?
Right.
Or you don't even know she's married, but you know about her window? I didn't even know about that window.
Right.
Yeah. You know, and I was there like all the time. So yeah, don't lie to me, Tammy. I'm not. No, it just don't add up. And when Brenda disappeared, she was in Brenda's house less than a week later.
They moved in.
Yeah, she moved in, and I don't know, maybe she did it the same night or maybe the next day after Brenda was murdered. But, I mean, she got everything. She got everything of Brenda's. Even the clothes Brenda was wearing the night she disappeared was still in her house, so that became Tammy's too. I mean, I'm shocked that she didn't wear her skin, you know?
So police didn't take, like, anything from the house?
Like, I don't think so. I don't think... I was 14 back then, and there was just a lot of things my mom didn't clue me in on. But I don't know. I heard that they have an outfit of hers in evidence, but I don't know that either.
Right. Was there any sign that, like, Brenda thought this was coming? Or?
Yes. Yes, she told a sister that she believed Raymond and Tammy was plotting to kill her.
Wow.
It's so clear, isn't it?
I was supposed to say one thing. Oh, you can say it.
Me and my husband, ex-husband now, we went to, my mom said take away the phone to get some stuff. 3 weeks before she was gone. And, it's all okay.
Anyways, they was fighting, and Brenda jumped back out of the car and said, I'm going to tell something on you and your whole family. Put y'all in prison the rest of y'all's life. And I said, Brenda, your tongue just dug your grave. I said, you should have never said that. And she went missing.
She, no.
Was it, how long was that?
3 days.
3 days?
3 days.
I thought Ricky told me.
What they were doing to her, I would have done worse. I wouldn't have even threw threats at nobody if somebody was keeping my kids from me and trying to choke me to death. That was not Brenda's fault what happened to her. Brenda didn't cause her death. That was these evil, ruthless people.
They were still right now keeping her hid from us because...
What time did y'all leave the birthday party?
9 o'clock.
No, 9 o'clock.
Okay. So I know by 11 or 12. I don't even know if he actually left or not. He could have went back in as soon as we left.
She was supposed to have been fixing up that
well, after
bathroom.
I had that nightmare, come over there, talk to my mom about it. She, I know it's still yet dark when Ricky dropped me off. She said, give it time. So we waited till daylight. Well, it was a little crack of daylight. About, was it 7:30 maybe? That we told y'all we saw Raymond go down.
With the
so between 11 and 7 o'clock, that's where she was. And then between them times, she was murdered because of...
She was murdered before 11 or 12. That's when he came down to Cat's house.
Asking if we'd seen her, because he just went home and she wasn't there and he was... visibly very upset and pale as a ghost.
Yeah, shaking all over.
Yeah, he didn't let her live much longer. I guess he allowed her to be there for his birthday.
Raymond went down. Then my first cousin, Tammy, was following him. She was a few minutes behind him, about 2 minutes behind him. She's seeing me and my mom sitting on the porch. We can face 52, see 52.
She turned around and came back.
Mommy said, go ahead and go up there, because we kept calling. I'm sure the police seen Mommy's number on her many times, so I kept calling Brenda. She said, well, I guess you just go up there. And me and Brenda wasn't on good terms, because I was disagreeing with her and Raymond fighting. I was trying to get her away, and she'd get mad at me, you know. So, but she was so much in love with him, she couldn't see straight.
That's how narcissistic abuse works.
And
then when she was finally ready to leave, he had her to where she could.
Well, anyways, what I don't get is... Tammy, not knowing us that well, but I mean, she knew of us. She's been to her house when she was little.
Right.
But she didn't know my sister, and she'd been to her house a few times, and she lived, her mom lived right above us, and she said she left her 4 kids to go take my sister's kids. This is something else. Anyways,
sure.
Anyways, I was going to go up there, and she jumps in she come back. Talking to us. She don't never come talk to us.
Right.
Never comes and talks to us. And she just jumps in the car with me and we go up there. And like I say, nobody knew about the back window but her. Me and her went up. She invited herself to go with me. And I don't know why she done that, but I barely knocked in case Brenda was there. But she'll knocked once. She was done like that to the door. Like it wouldn't come open. It was locked to make sure it was locked. And she said, I know a way in. So she ran around back. I said, oh, Lord, I don't want to do that. I said, we'll go through there. She might pull the gun on us or something, trying to think we're breaking in. Tammy jumped on that thing. Like she's done it many times before. She's a city girl. But she climbed it better than I did. She raised the window up and went through.
So she knew Brenda's. We didn't even, I mean, I knew. I was pregnant with Brenda Raymond for a long time. Yeah, and never knew that window didn't lock. But she does. Or she did. She still does, but.
That is.
She's guilty too.
Yeah.
Well, like I mean, I can't come back and start talking to us for it. We didn't talk to her. We didn't talk to her. We knew of her. Mm-hmm. We knew, you know, we knew her lifestyle and stuff. So, you know, we didn't bother.
I can't say that she actually is the one that killed Brenda.
But she knows
what happened. But to think that she did not plan this. Or...
Well, who did me and my mom, or our mom, see with each other very early that morning? Right. He had garbage on the back of the truck. He went toward North Fork.
Well, you know, the family was there cleaning everything the next day. That's just not something that people jump up and do. You don't go to daughter-in-law's house, especially when, you know, somebody okay, walked after, the way they did about her, slapping her.
Well, when me and Tammy got inside of there, she's going from room to room. Just looking at, she's mostly looking at the table, and since she picked up a picture, laid it down. There's some things I just don't understand why she's going all through the house. Wasn't really looking for Brenda.
For
I was looking for Brenda.
Left behind. She's looking for evidence to get rid of.
Then me and Raymond went up there before the law came up there.
I was with you. I wasn't there at that time. I thought you was talking about the other.
No,
experience.
He was telling me, well, these pairs of panties are missing. Yeah, he would say this is missing, and then me and him and the law went up there.
Right.
And he was telling that Law that, and that Law just turned around and looked at me. I think it's Lawson. Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And he just turned around and looked at me. Yeah.
Like,
clothes
no
missing.
Man knows.
I didn't even know what.
I
was her sister. I didn't know what she. I mean, I know what she wore, but I didn't know what would be missing. Then about the suitcase that I seen on this one documentary that's supposed to have been sitting out that door. There wasn't no suitcase at that door. When I was there, the first 2 days.
Well, there's too many people running in and out constantly.
And I'm the one that had the dream. I was the one in there first. Me and Tammy. Well, Tammy was in there before I was. There was no suitcase at that door.
It's just something that they didn't think through. I think it was staged
to
make it look like Brenda was going to leave. And they got caught up in the murder of the moment and forgot all about it.
Mm-hmm. Did the Cold Justice episode bring like anything new,
investigation-wise? Not really. They did a great job.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad to see that they
got Tammy and Raymond to face a camera, and because it gave us a lot of valuable insight,
right?
Especially with Tammy and you know, and then Raymond too. Like if you really like if you know Brenda's story really good and you see their interviews, you're just going to be bewildered at the lies
that's going on here. I know on Code Justice he said it was perfectly okay. Brenda didn't care a bit that he was cheating on her, or yeah, that's it, that it was, there was nothing hid, and
right,
but it was okay. No, you're lying.
Yeah, especially with her cousin. It's fine.
Yeah, well, it's my first cousin. Sure, honey. Go ahead.
No big deal.
Time. Yeah.
It's just, there's just so much. And then when they talk about the sawmill, he gets really nervous.
Mm-hmm.
He lies and he says it doesn't belong to his family. We'd already have the deed. We know it belongs to his brother, you know? And then when, you know, Steve asks him, he says, do you care if we go there and look for Brenda's body? You know, he responds something like,
it's too grown up.
Like, well, how would you even know that? It's not y'all's property.
Right.
You know, so, but you know, Steve's been going, and he was one of Jeffrey Dahmer's interrogators.
Mm-hmm.
So that, you know, that gave me a little bit of joy too. Like, you know, do you know who this man is that you're lying to?
Exactly.
Like, yeah. And he didn't buy it. He said it's a classic flip-flop. That's what he called it.
Mm-hmm. So, how far is the sawmill from, like, the house he was in, where Krista saw him?
8 miles.
I was thinking it was, like, for some reason, like, right up the mountain from their house, just from what I've heard.
Yeah, Blue Whale. You know where Blue Whale is.
I've heard Blue Whale, yeah.
Okay, Lorton Lick. Mm-hmm. She doesn't live, she didn't live too far, and it's called Windmill Hill. Mm-hmm. So you'd have to come up Windmill Hill, go down Lorton Lick, and you take a right, and you start going towards Pinnacle, Bramble, Freeman. You get to Codell, you take the left up on the mountain. So it is a little bit of a distance, but not late at night. Nobody's going to, you know.
Right.
And it was, I'm pretty sure, there was a thunderstorm that night as well, so it would cover up a lot of noise.
I don't know about that. Well, I remember in my dream it was wet.
You can look back on the weather forecast and they'll tell you.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, it's a thunderstorm at night. Yep. So that's probably why the neighbors didn't really hear anything.
That's why I saw tracks leading to her back door. Remember I walked around her house?
Yeah, there was tracks.
His tire tracks. And he's never done it before.
To the back of her house.
To the back door.
Yeah.
Huh.
Then that morning, gotta remember, I saw me and my mommy saw him go down the road because we was waiting. We was out there drinking a cup of coffee, waiting to give Brenda time to wake up just before we go check on her. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Then, when the law had us in the car talking to us at my mom's house, Raymond shows up. He never comes down our house like that.
Right. Now, I know Mark was questioning, you know, Brenda's disappearance and all that. Do you think he knew anything, or?
I don't think so. What we've been told by, well, what I've been told by his family and then other raw witnesses that Pedro's, and most people have already died off, or they just don't want to talk. Mm-hmm. There's been a few that stood up. And they contacted me. They still don't want to be identified, you know, and I don't blame them because people were scared. Is that the night that he
disappeared, he asked the bar owner, Pedro, what happened to Brenda? And then I heard that he was beat up and thrown out. And he was walking, you know, where the father's house is in Brushford. That's where Pedro's is now. Mm-hmm. That's where Pedro's was. And he was walking out towards Brushford.
And that's the last time he was seen. Right. I'm saying him and Brenda both just disappeared in the middle of the night alone. Not a hair to be found. Not a hair left. It's almost like a calling card. Mm-hmm. And they still have it. There's still been no trace of either one of them. Nobody's had any sightings.
Did y'all ever mention, I don't know nothing about none of her podcasts. I've not seen them, but did you ever mention when Mommy got a phone call and she heard a woman?
Choking on the other
Okay,
end.
And heard a car bell ding, like high heels.
I think it may have been mentioned on one, but she did. My mom did receive.
How about the postcard that Brenda wrote?
I have mentioned that. Yeah, he apparently got a postcard from Brenda, mailed from North Carolina.
Yeah,
convenient.
And, yeah, it's so convenient, isn't it? And it said that it was from Brenda, and it said that. Pretty much, she was telling her kids she didn't want them, that she's found a new man and she's going to start her life all over again.
Isn't that crazy?
Oh, apparently it was Mark.
Listen, we all loved our kids so much. I breastfed, I homeschooled. She loved her kids. She does her. We keep our kids with us. There's no way on God's green earth she would ever walk off and leave these kids because she's been fighting his family for them the whole time they've been born.
She could have just walked off. And left her kids and everything. She could have just walked off and she'd still be alive. But those kids is the reason why she's gone. Because she threw out a threat to him and his family to bring them back or else.
He's always taking her kids and trying to hold them from her.
Yeah. It's a regular narcissistic type of abuse pattern going on there.
Right. Has there ever been like a really good lead that you thought would lead to Brenda?
Well, we have known who and where the entire time. Mm-hmm.
No, you know what? If Krista was alive, but she died of pneumonia somehow at 32 years old, the lead would have been her.
Mm-hmm. She was trying.
Yeah.
But she couldn't let, she couldn't do it openly. She begged us not to tell because she said people would get mad at her.
Well, she said her daddy would put her in a nut house again.
Well, she could, he couldn't want, she was above age.
I'm talking about when she came to my house when she was underage.
Yeah, but when she got a little bit older and she started having her babies.
Write that down, what you're telling me. And she wrote down, and she said, Aunt Pat, I seen my mom's bracelet that my mom bought her, had bought Brenda a bracelet, the Ten Commandments. Mm-hmm. Well, Brenda was supposed to have been wearing that. Did y'all see it that night?
No, okay. You know, she wasn't wearing it that night.
Well, it was missing. And Brenda said, well, Raymond said, well, that's another thing she took was the Ten Commandment bracelet. Uh-huh. Well, Brenda, Krista said she saw it not long ago in their new house. And she wrote that down, too.
Well, I'm surprised anything of Brenda's was left since the house burnt down.
And she said she had a picture of her mommy on her chest in her bedroom, and that Tammy would come in and slam
Brenda's
down.
Picture down and wouldn't let her keep a picture of Brenda up. Mm-hmm. And she also said that Tammy got right in Raymond's face one night in front of him. And she said, why don't you tell the kids what really happened to your mommy?
Yep.
And Raymond hit her. So if you've seen her talk about Raymond hitting her, uh-huh. That's why. Because she's literally just being spiteful to his face like that right in mm-hmm. front of those kids. Don't tell me she don't know.
Tammy yeah. would know.
Tammy knows. I saw when Joe Parks did this investigation, she ran moved to Florida.
If she wasn't in on it, she would tell it. I think she would tell it. But that's why I think she's in on it. That's why she covers him. That's why she can't say too much.
Everything that she says on Co-Justice, she said, I thought that when the kids graduated or her mom passed that she'd be back. So you thought Brenda might come back?
Yeah, I didn't know
she said that. 17, well, how long was that? Like 13 years later? Mm-hmm. Oh, well, she don't come back in about 20 years. I know he might have done something to her. It's just pathetic. I just have to laugh.
Well, he got by with it, is the only thing I can say.
No, he's not. He's not getting by with it right now. Right now, he's not getting by with it. He was getting by with it the first 30 years when we were kind of gagged.
This person has no conscience, and I hope he hears it. But he knows, I know, that's why he hated me the whole time. He knows I seen right through him. He has no conscience. He has no guilt. And he don't suffer because he has no conscience. You know, he really don't. That's why he hated me so bad. He hated me worse than anybody else you ever know, because he know I seen right through everything he was doing. Mm-hmm. I seen right through it. I tried to warn my sister in so many ways, and she just get mad at me. I said, Brenda, it's not good. I said, you need to go ahead and just leave. Pack your kids up, go somewhere. I'll help you.
You see what happened when she tried to pack her kids up and leave? She died. That's how it is in narcissistically abusive relationships with a controlling freak.
When he thinks she was mad, she's going to leave, he'd butt her up. He was so good to her. But then she wouldn't tell half of what was he was doing to her. And nobody knowed all of it. Until the hospital records come back.
Domestic violence works. Is the louder you get, the more you get beat on. And then when you actually try to leave is the most dangerous time. That's usually when they'll kill you, is when you want to leave them.
Mm-hmm. She's just... so crazy about him.
Working with Kelly and the detectives, how was that?
I loved it.
Right?
Yeah, but it was really raw, and mm-hmm. they had asked me a lot of things that I'd never been asked before. Mm-hmm. I went into the war room with them, and you know, the billboard that I posted the other day, it had my favorite picture of Brenda, and it's just looking straight at me, smiling. And Kelly, and it's the first time I've ever realized how shut down I was. Mm-hmm. And Kelly asked me if I looked for her because of feeling guilty about not being there with her. And I think that, you know, she kind of opened me up in a way that I needed to be opened. And I had my first panic attack in there with them. But they were very understanding and caring. And because Kelly understood how important it was and how okay it is to feel emotions, mm-hmm. you know, because growing up, you just didn't have support like that.
Right.
They expected you to just keep on living life like nothing had happened to you. And, you know, I kept going to school every day and, you know, everybody else is living these normal lives. And I'm going home and hearing about whether they found my sister's body or not and watching my mom and dad sink, you know, to mm-hmm. into grief. And, yeah, she really helped. And it's real. It's not scripted
right.
at all. Just like this. Mm-hmm. Not scripted. It was a really good experience. It really was.
Was there anything that didn't make the episode?
Yes. Oh, they filmed for 10 days.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so there's only like 45 minutes. But yeah, right. there's a lot. There's a lot that we did and a lot that, you know, they went through and discussed with Mercer County Sheriff's Department. Yeah, they have to cut it down to 45 minutes. But, mm-hmm. you know, and they're sneaky. They're good. They're good at what they do because, you know, they were in Beckley for 10 days and nobody knew it.
Oh, I never knew that.
Yeah, yeah. They were in Beckley for 10 days moving back and forth. And then they were flying out to, like, Florida. And they were tracking down everybody they needed to talk to. So they did good.
Yeah, they did. Because, I mean, usually TV crews in Beckley, it's on the news or something. Yeah. So, yeah, they
did. We was right there in Beaver at some cabins.
Really?
Yeah. Filming, so, but we had to be ultra quiet about it, you know. Mm-hmm. Naturally, we didn't want no one to know that we were there or they were there. It's part of the process of not letting anybody have room to run,
right?
And they got all their people, so it was a good experience.
There's another thing I just don't understand. Well, I know, but you mean I don't know if you was old enough to remember. He dropped Brenda off at Mom's at 3 o'clock in the morning every so often and said he's going to Florida or Ohio, places like that.
Well, because they used to drive a truck and Brenda didn't want to stay by herself. Now, I don't know if that's what he was doing. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I don't know what exactly he was doing, but, you know.
Him and your brother worked together, right?
Yeah, they did work together.
Just temporarily, just a couple months.
I don't know how long it was.
Just with Les Reynolds for a few months.
Well, no, they worked at a chicken plant together, too.
Oh, in Tennessee?
I don't know where it was.
Raymond
and Timmy, yeah.
Well, I didn't know Raymond.
Yeah, they worked at Les Reynolds, and they worked at a chicken plant together, too. That's how Brenda met Raymond.
I remember in the Cold Justice episode, he told your brother, if you ever want to get rid of a body... Mm-hmm. You can throw them off of the bridge because there's
a swallow hole in there.
Yeah. Which?
New River Gorge.
Huh. Because that definitely wouldn't be seen or anything, throwing a body off there.
Mm-hmm. I had a friend named Brandon Wiles. I mean, still a friend. I haven't talked to him in years. And he worked with Les Reynolds and them, and he didn't even know about my missing sister. I never told anybody. I don't talk. Mm-hmm. He came. We didn't live far from him, and we was in MacDowell County at the time. Les Reynolds is above Princeton in Athens. He's a contractor mm-hmm. that a lot of people work for. Well, he came and told me, said, this guy, I didn't know it was Raymond. I didn't even know Raymond was working for Les Reynolds. Said that. It was a friend of a friend. So that man said they was talking about bodies, getting rid of bodies. It was a thing then. I don't know why people was doing that, but anyways, said that he threw that in a mine shaft. And Brandon come and told me about that. I said, who? I said, what? I mean, I said, what are you talking about? Mm-hmm. He said, I think that there's a murderer working with us. And that's how it's. I said, that's my sister's ex-husband. That was crazy.
Yeah.
So that's why I, and in my dream, it was a mountain. I only saw the road part, and I saw the back of a man's head with army pants on. He didn't have no shirt on. And I seen my sister Brenda with her face black and blue, and it was going up the mountain. And then when he said that mine shaft, well, then we learned, didn't they have a mine shaft on that land?
Well, that whole place, Codell, used to be nothing.
I know they got 200 acres, but
Oh, it used to be nothing but a mining town, you know. Mm-hmm. But I have a map, an old map of Cocoa Mountain that shows me all the mining holes and everything.
Of course you do. I love that. Love it.
If it was safe, you know, you could go right up and under that entire mountain. Uh-huh. You know, if it was safe, but it's hard to tell because those mines have not been checked on in forever, and the gases, or, you know, it could collapse. Or
now, back to the party for a second.
Mm-hmm.
What was the mood before Tammy walked in? Like, did it change the second she walked in?
Yes, it changed. I mean, you could still tell. Brenda had had... She was going through a lot, mm-hmm. and she still had that kind of, her whole life was falling apart, but she was in such a better mood. It was her baby's first birthday.
She always wanted a boy, didn't she?
She wanted a boy and a girl is what she wanted. But she had her boy. She was crazy.
Right.
He would spit his baby food back out. She would just lick it up off his face. Like, I love my babies, but there's no way.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But she didn't, you know, to her, it's just nothing. That's nothing. But yeah, when Tammy showed up, it got pretty bad. Yeah,
they never had that much trouble, but I've always suspicioned something. There was just something not right. For one, he had to marry my sister, and he didn't want to. He got her pregnant underage, so my mom was against it.
At what an underage? 16 is the age of consent in West Virginia.
Well, he was sleeping with her before that, wasn't he?
No, she was 16 when they met. Krista, and she was almost 17.
Well, Mommy was against her marrying him.
Mommy, who? I don't want Belle married to Eddie as much as I love him.
No, Mommy was. She's just something that she's always sensed things. She had this sixth sense thing going on.
Well, I mean,
Did not want him to marry.
It wasn't like it was a nice church going. Family he came from. Brenda and Raymond was arguing on the porch too.
Oh, at the birthday party?
At the birthday party. And everybody heard them. And she was asking him what she's doing here, talking about Tammy.
Mm-hmm.
And they were blaming each other for inviting her. She was uninvited.
Yeah.
Yeah, her mommy will say, no, Brenda did invite her, but of course I don't expect her mommy to go against her.
Right.
And say, no, my daughter's lying. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. No, not especially when her Aunt Barney got Brenda over to her house to make more time for
Raymond and Tammy to be together. And they were caught red-handed.
Then a few months later, she brings Brenda's clothes and shoes. To my mommy's house. I said, Mommy, what's these doing at Bonnie's?
Maybe it was an act of love. Yeah, giving her sister Brenda, something of her daughter's to remember her with.
Our family always pull their shoes off everybody's house, you know, on the porch if you got a roof. Well, the shoes that Brenda always wore just around everywhere, Bonnie specifically said I was there when she brought it.
Oh, yeah, she had Brenda's number one shoes. Like, you just didn't, I mean, not unless it's just socks or tennis shoes. That's the shoes Brenda would wear.
I mean, where did Brenda go after that? I mean, why are her shoes left there? Is the one she's always wore back? I just don't understand. That's just something I just don't understand. That is just...
Well, one of them needs to...
Too much.
...open their mouth up, because I know they all know.
And my Aunt Bonnie didn't used to defend her Tammy like that. Her Tammy's always fought. But I've never seen her so... defending Tammy so much, well, like she has been.
My brother made a status on Facebook earlier this year, kind of calling Tammy out and telling her, you know, we're not saying you did anything, we just want to know what you know, because we know you know.
Right.
But Aunt Bonnie got on there and threatened to call Raymond and tell him on us, or tell on us, and we was like, you know, well, do it, Aunt Bonnie, that's what we want to do, we want to talk to him. And then she said that Brenda's body will never be found. She knows for sure because she's talked to them about it a lot.
And you got to understand that my Aunt Bonnie was, she left when she was a teenager to Detroit, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Her first son was in like maybe the mafia, stuff like this. I don't know what he was in. But anyways, her son drowned in 3 inches of water, but he was caught cheating, they said, with this mafia person's wife, and they held him in the basement, I think it's in the papers and stuff, for like a couple months. And then they found him drowned in 3 inches of water. But that was years before this happened. That's Tammy's brother. So they're all in St. Louis, Missouri, and Detroit. They're not from around here. Mm-hmm. None of her kids is from around here. I mean, the last two, I don't know much about them.
It just seems like they've lived that kind of lifestyle. You know what I'm saying?
But they're city people that live that. I don't know what type of lifestyle they live, but wasn't mine.
No, they picked the
wrong ones. It wasn't country. And we feel helpless. And right. Look helpless. Yeah.
Yeah. How did your parents deal with her disappearance?
They didn't. It's amazing how grief can kill people. And
we held her snuffing every night. Every night. I took her. She wanted to go looking for Brenda, even though I had two kids. Well, maybe one kid, too. I can't remember. It's been too long, but I know I was pregnant again. And we take all the kids and Jamie. Christy goes sometimes. And we drive her around looking in ditches, took her to parks.
Most of the time she did that stuff while we were in school.
Because
I'd come home and get to hear all about it.
And look under the, we take a shovel and so we can look in ditches, scrape some ditches or something like that, or look for bones. It was really hard. Mm. Yeah.
She ended up with...
She grieved herself to death.
With cancer spread from one end of her body to the next. She would take her to Duke University in North Carolina, and that's when they told her that trauma of that magnitude will set up and cause cancer cells. That's what grief does. Grief gets in your mind and it spreads throughout your body. It can even affect your joints and muscles, and I've got a lot of issues like that.
She's always said if something happened to one of her kids, she couldn't take it, and she couldn't. She tried to live for them too,
because they was underage still at home. She also tried to get someone to help her get Brenda off that mountain too, and you know, everybody would just
act like she didn't have no voice.
She didn't have a voice. That's why.
And she was the most humble woman. This woman would not turn nobody down, even if they was a criminal. She had a heart even for criminals. If they needed a drink of water or hungry, she would say, "Well, you'd have to give some," you know. And she was still so nice to Raymond.
I watched her pray for Raymond every single day. She prayed.
She did.
To turn around and let her have Brenda back.
And here's what she'd say about him. She said, well, if he did, I don't know if she's saying that to comfort us, but she said, well, if he did murder her, he probably did it. It was a spur of a moment thing, and he didn't know that.
Well, that could be true, too.
Yeah, and it could. And she always looked at...
That could be true. He could have just snapped and done it, but he done it.
Right, he done it.
You know, well, I won't go as far as saying
she forgave him, but she just wants her daughter. We want to bury her.
Right.
That's all we want. We don't care if he ever gets punished. I mean, there's a God for that one. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure he will. But only thing we want is our sister back. We want her found so we can marry her.
My mom and dad was buried on top of Codell Mountain just to get as close to Brenda as they could when they died. That's how sure that's they were. That's where she is. You know?
Yeah.
And with the people that have talked to us, you know, we're pretty convinced to seeing how he behaved on Code Justice when they asked him about the sawmill convinced me even more.
Right.
What convinced me is when he said, I think Brenda ran off. He never did tell us that, but we heard that he told the law that. Because he knows that we know she would never run off and leave her kids. So that's when I thought Raymond was guilty. I said, oh, no.
I got part of the transcript when he had his first interview. I can send you if you want me to. Okay, it's very interesting.
That's crazy. When he said that, I couldn't believe it. I could not believe. Why would he think she run off? I said, he must be guilty.
Right.
You know,
he was strangling and choking her to where she had to go to the ER before she disappeared. There's a 750 cents.
Here's what type of man he was.
Of somebody being murdered, if they are being choked and strangled, that it's a high percentage that person is going to go ahead and finish it off.
And Brenda knew that he was this type of man. She loved him no matter what, but he tried something on my other two sisters.
Well, I want to take. No, that's not been confirmed. Honestly, I have one.
I have seen him come on to Kay, not Kat, but I've seen him come on to Kay.
I've not seen that. Yeah. I've not seen that at all. But I can't remember what I was going to say. Sorry.
Is he still around?
Yes. Yeah, he's still in Marshall County.
Do you ever, like, still feel stuck in 1992?
Absolutely. I still feel like that 14-year-old girl. I feel like I'm two different people. Mm-hmm. But I've kind of got to be because I'm a mom and a grandma and a wife, you know, and then I'm still Brenda's sister, and I'm still my mom's daughter, and it's like living in two separate worlds. But it's also the trauma. Right. You get stuck in the age of trauma. I do not feel like I'm 47 years old.
Right.
You know, I feel like everything just, like I just last seen Brenda yesterday.
Mm-hmm. I know you work with the AWARE Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
You want to tell me about that?
Oh, it's great.
Yeah.
I'm not as involved as what I want to be. Uh-huh. I was telling you about September getting flooded and this and that. But it's amazing foundation. I mean, Kenny Gerrills, he's the president. He's also one of the best friends I've ever had in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like you guys, he really has that heart for these victims and their families.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, I can't even tell you how many people have been found because of their flyers that go out.
Right.
But just the, you know, people that email or you know, message the AWARE Foundation talking about, you know, if it wasn't for you guys, you know, I wouldn't have been able to find this person or find that person. It's astronomical the impact that they make. And I wish that they would have been around, you know, when Brenda disappeared, because that would have made such a huge difference.
Right.
They do a lot, and you know, but Kenny, he will set up all night long making flyers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he just, I don't know when he sleeps, you know.
Yeah.
He lost his sister and his mom this year, and that's right after last year got over a battle of cancer. So, but he keeps going. He doesn't mm-hmm. let anything stop him. He keeps going for the missing and the murdered. He's really good to all of us, you know. He stands right with us and sticks by us, and you know, he's really protective over us too. But yeah, it's a great organization, and I really like it. Yeah.
What is your relationship with law enforcement today?
I think the guys that is on Brenda's case, which is Stephen Summers, he's the lead detective, and Matt Hatfield, he's the detective too. I think they're very capable guys, especially Stephen Summers.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to look at everything he's done or he's a part of, and he does really good for Marshall County. I do like Matt. He was on the show with us, and he's young, but I think that, you know, in time it takes time, and you know, this, I've been in this for 32 years.
Right.
So I can't expect anybody to just be as in debt with this, you know, than any of us, you know. It takes time. Brenda's case file is, so it's good. I really do admire our new sheriff, Alan Christian.
Something just hit me, y'all. Remember the dental records?
That's because Brenda used to share a medical card with somebody in Raymond's family. But they came to me and told me that I need to make sure that that's not their dental records. I got Brenda's right dental records.
But wait a minute, though. That was in Raymond's family, and that's Raymond's family speaking, right?
Mm-hmm. No, it's not actually. Yeah.
Tammy had a gap between her teeth.
That's what they told me at first, is that Brenda's dental records, Bailey told me that Brenda's dental records had a gap. And I told him, no, Brenda didn't have a gap. They were crowded.
Teeth just like us.
I took care of that a long time ago.
I didn't know, because
and Bailey, we straightened that out. Maybe
and now, how did y'all straighten it out? What happened?
I told him that wasn't Brenda's dentals, that Brenda didn't have a gap between her teeth.
So what did they do about it?
They went and found her real dentals.
Okay.
So they got them. I will not understand.
Well, who's in Raymond's family?
It don't even matter. Her teeth at this point.
Well, no, they found the Jane Doe, too, and that's why if we do find her, we need to write dental records,
well,
you know?
Well, you don't even need dental records anymore because me and Krista put our DNA into the FBI's national database. It's called CODIS.
Well, that's good.
And all they need is to draw some DNA.
I just
want
to make sure they took care of the wrong dental records that they was trying to say that was Brenda's.
About 15 years ago, I took care of that.
Because Tammy's got a... Why?
She's got a gap between her front
teeth. Yeah, but how do her records get in there? See, that's what I'm saying.
That's what I've been doing, though, all
and
this
then
time.
Raymond's family told you things. That Brenda... See, it just sounds like to me like they're making excuses.
Well, I don't think this person was making an excuse. There's some really good people in that family. But they were telling me, making sure that I knew that the dental records might be mixed up. But I'd already had that taken care of, like I said, 15 years ago, that whole dental thing.
See, I shut down.
It was corrected.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't talk for years. If they can't find my sister, I wouldn't talk.
Well, it's a trauma response. I mean, that's a normal trauma response.
But now I'm ready to.
I've just always been a
ask questions.
Big mouth and a.
Hey,
I have been.
It's the way to be.
See, I'm not understanding about the deal. I don't know how Tammy's got in there. Which
well,
I know.
And the thing is,
wait a minute, was any of that family maybe friends with Dr. Osborne?
No, one of the family members worked
for
Dr. Osborne's office.
Convenient.
Yeah, it's very convenient. But the thing is that person came and made sure I knew better. So, but there's been a lot of people in that family that has came and gave me some very valuable information. I wouldn't be this far without them. So I try not to log the whole family in with one or two people. You know what I'm saying? Because there's some good people in that family, and I really admire them. Mm-hmm. I was growing up around them too, so.
Right.
And we know that if Raymond did do this, we're not saying that he did, we're just if he did, we know the family didn't, you know? I mean, we know you can't cue family
guilty. Well,
all
parties are innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. So we can say it until we run out of breath, but that doesn't make it true.
Right.
It's just when you say she ran away,
that's simple. I mean, what else is he going to say? She flew off in a spaceship? There's nothing else for him to say. That is the most common thing that men will say after they murder their wives. They'll say she ran off with another man. There's so many. Mm-hmm. Emma Lane, the one I was telling you about, Patricia Otto, she's been missing since the 70s, and her husband said the same thing about her.
Sharice Quinn, she ran off to North Carolina.
She ran off, right. There's another Brenda and Sharice connection of North Carolina. That's just what else can they say?
You know, something else I remember when Brenda got missing, and Jamie's still at home. Needs to be found out, because they said, I know one girl in Princeton was... I don't know what happened to her anyway. It's been so long. I'm going to have to dig
talking
in
about
again.
The one that's supposed to have been Brenda?
No, there was women missing around there, black hair and blue eyes.
No.
That's what I heard
there's
at that
time. There's no truth to that. It's just another tale.
Well, I didn't know.
Brenda was on a suspected serial killer's list that was roaming through this park.
See, that's what I heard.
I'll have to send you that information. Okay. I'm not good with remembering a lot of stuff, but his name was Gary.
I just remember that because I remember at that time I said, Mommy, there's a serial killer out for him and after black hair and blue eyes, but we didn't know if that was... Right. At that time, there wasn't no internet out for
convenience. If Raymond and Brenda hadn't been going through what they were going through, he hadn't been strangling her, beating her, lying about
stuff.
I mean, so I don't care if a serial killer rode right by her house. I'm still going to say, hey.
Right. No, I'm saying something a little bit different. Oh, the serial killer...
Oh, no, I got you. I got you. But you know what? That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know what I always say?
That's
for every homicide
thinking.
Case that isn't solved, that a murderer is still walking around.
And they was all around Mercer County.
I mean, you know, it's crazy because, you know, right down the road, Mark Cook disappeared in the same manner Brenda did.
See? And we know somebody who's got that mentality. They have no conscience. They are above the law. They're so smart. They're so intelligent.
And
they're never wrong.
He had a little girl. And now that little girl's got a little girl. No sign of them. It's just crazy. They must have really hated everybody.
Yeah.
And just ran off and just staying there. I mean, nobody can find them. They're like Houdini.
Is there anything else you two want to add?
They don't even have to be punished no more. Not after that. We just want to bar you. Leave us a finger or a fingernail, something that shows that she, we know she's dead, but I don't know how
you
to
know,
say
in the state
we just
of
want to bar
Virginia,
you.
A man would get more time for arson than...
And West Virginia needs to change their laws.
Yeah.
Well, we're working so hard on that. We really are. We're trying to get people to open their eyes up. And the new sheriff from Mercer County is Alan Christian, and I do like him. He's a retired sergeant from the West Virginia State Police. Mm-hmm. I've talked with him a few times, and I do like his demeanor. He's pretty experienced in different fields, and I think if anybody's going to be able to do anything about Brenda, it's going to be his hands that's going to do it. Other than that, I just want people to realize that domestic violence is real, and this is the result of it. Mm-hmm. We've suffered.
When you kill one member
decades.
In a family, you murdered the whole family spiritually, and yeah. We're the ones suffering because we're the one have to live with it.
And it's not just us; it's our kids, it's
and our
kids.
Grandkids. They watch us.
Everybody
suffer.
Gets broken versions of everybody. Yeah. So, I mean, this isn't just a case of my sister just went missing 32 years ago, and you know, we just want to bury her.
It goes much deeper.
So much, yeah. I mean, it's deep, and I just want everybody to be careful and to realize if it can happen to us. It can happen to anybody.
Right.
We watched Unsolved Mysteries all the time.
No, I don't. Yeah. I don't watch
the
it.
The first person, well, we did. When I was at home, Brenda would sit there and watch it, too.
Yeah, I know she would.
The first person I remember going missing is Adam Walsh. I was 5. Mm-hmm. I mean, you grow up with this, and you still don't think it's going to happen to mm-hmm. you. But yeah. It does.